This week, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do a special focus on lifting those suffering from grief and/or trauma as we near Thanksgiving. So I'm going to share a prayer, and we're going to just focus on the Lord and who He is in this prayer. And I'm also going to focus on the scripture from John 14. So please join me as I pray. Lord God, we thank you that into this pain-filled world which rejected you, you still sent Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. We offer up all burdens to you, including the heartbreak that we see and feel as a result of this fallen world. We thank you that you love us beyond words. We thank you that this world is not it, but that you, Lord Jesus Christ, will return and make all things right. We thank you that you see everything perfectly and love everyone perfectly, regardless of feelings. Lord, please comfort the shattered. Hold close those who are hurting in any way. We ask for your healing of all kinds of wounds, seen and unseen. And we ask, most of all, that you would make yourself known to all of us, as in John 14:23, which says, Jesus answered, "If a person really loves me, he will keep my word, obey my teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home, abode, special dwelling place with him." Unquote. We believe you, Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you. We adore you. Please deliver us from evil and grant us your protection, wisdom, and favor to point all to you in the process. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you that you always keep your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Let's pray for someone who has greatly suffered in our area. Reach out to that person with a text or a call today. Offer to meet a need, even if all you do is listen and meet the need to be heard in their suffering. Share Christ's love in word and in deed today. Now, as we near the holiday season, it is important to keep our eyes open to the needs that are around us. Those needs include the people that we interact with at the grocery store, at curbside checkout, in the line to get a coffee, people that you see on a day-to-day basis. Those are the people that you need to keep your eyes open about this holiday season as we get close to Christmas and New Year's. Ask the Lord to give you His perspective, His love for them, and view every interaction as an opportunity to express the love of Jesus Christ and to experience the joy of sharing Him in little ways that are not viewed so little in the Lord's eyes when you do it just for Him. All right, just know I'm praying for you all. You are loved by God. You are loved beyond description.